Welcome back to the program, and got a text from Bo Levi Mitchell earlier this week. Said, hey, we're doing something pretty cool for high school football players in this city. So I was wondering if you wouldn't mind talking a little football this week. We said, absolutely. Now, Bo had a dentist appointment today. So Bo is completely knocked on his ass and is not able to come on with us. But so here's the deal. So Bo and Jamar Wall and Deron Mayo and a few of the other Calgary Stampeders involved in the Ignite Football Academy. And they've got something cool coming up starting on November 1st, paired with the Alpha Project. It's for high school football players, November 1st through December 18th. You get an opportunity to do skill development 2 days a week with the guys at Ignite. Bo's the head coach. Bunch of Stampeders are involved as position coaches as well. And then 2 weeks with the Alpha Project in the weight room and doing some strength training. So it's 4 days a week, and it goes from November 1st through December 18th. And let's welcome on from the Alpha Project. We welcome in Taylor Attilio, who is also with the Calgary Stampeders, as he's going to tell us a little bit more about what's going on. Taylor, appreciate the time, man. How are you doing today?
Doing great, guys. How you guys doing?
Doing very well. Now, first of all, before we get into the Alpha Project and what you're doing with Ignite Football Academy, what is going on with you and the Calgary Stampeders right now? You came back to the team this year, so tell us about the role that you are set to be taking on with the Calgary Stampeders when everything is back to normal.
Yeah, normal in quotation marks. This year I came back as a special teams assistant, worked with Killam. Had a little bit of a personnel role as well in the global scouting department, kind of a liquid position. Things were kind of moving around. Next year, likely be going back kind of into the strength conditioning role with the team. Things are kind of moving around again with the ops cap with the team. So
yeah,
a little bit more strength conditioning role, special team stuff again with Killam. I guess it's just kind of a hurry up and wait and see where things kind of land.
So right now it's Taylor Attilio with the Calgary Stampeders. That's probably the best way to phrase it right this instant.
Yes.
Little tough to pin down specifics. Now, you're also working with the Alpha Project, and you've teamed up with Ignite Football Academy. Before we get into that, tell us a little bit about the Alpha Project specifically.
Yeah, the Alpha Project. I started the Alpha Project. I had to look back today. I couldn't remember how long it's been going on for, but I started it back in 2016. It's a football specific strength conditioning company. Started out small. It was just something I kind of did on the side as I was coaching with the Dinos and the Stamps. And then, 5 years later, it's kind of ballooned into something a little bit bigger. We partnered up with Genesis Basketball as well lately. So we've got basketball kids coming through there. But over the years we've had, many Stamps guys, Dinos guys come through the program, and go on. And, now we partnered up with Bo and Ignite, and, I think it's going to be something pretty, unique that the Calgary kids can take advantage of.
Yeah. Tell us about the partnership with Ignite Football Academy.
So it's, we're really good at the gym stuff, weightlifting and stuff like that. Well, that's kind of our bread and butter. Bo started Ignite, I think it was 2 years ago. With the guys they have over there, they're awesome at the skill development stuff. So, we've tried in the past to do some skill stuff. But I thought, why compete with something when the guys do a great job. So, me and Bo, talked, I think it was 2 or 3 weeks ago, kind of, put the bug in each other's ear. And then it's come all the way around now, and now the program starts in 2 weeks. So it's been crazy.
So this is for high school football players. The website for the Alpha Project's thealphaproject.com, and then ignitefootballacademy.ca. You can get info on this program on both websites right now. So tell us about the idea as to what you're looking to do in partnering with Ignite and what you're kind of looking to tailor this towards for high school football players.
Yeah, so it's for, kids basically from grade 9 to grade 12. So kind of that spring league age level all the way up to the grade 12 guys that are graduating and going on to either university or junior football. They're in the gym with us 2 times a week. And then they're going to be working their skill stuff with the position coaches from Ignite. So on Saturday afternoons. They're on our turf at our facility with the skill guys. And then either on Tuesday or Friday, we're still just trying to confirm with the big turf booking guys right now. But they're going to be all together on the big turf, more in a group setting. So receivers, DBs, quarterbacks, and that kind of stuff. Working with those guys. And then, like I said, two times a week in the gym with us, working weights and stuff. And I think it's just a great combination of both groups.
Well, and I like it. So it's a 6-week program, 4 sessions a week, 2 skill development sessions with the guys over at Ignite, and Bo, the head coach, will have that all tailored for guys, offense, defense, so on and so forth. But tell us about those weight room sessions. What, when it's your 2 sessions, when it's the Alpha Project leading things, what are those sessions going to look like for guys?
We're pretty old fashioned. Matt Walter is one of our coaches over at Alpha. So we get about as meathead as you can get.
if you've ever met Matt, you're right. Yep, that's like meathead in the most positive way would be the way to describe him.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're pretty old fashioned. We do a lot of the meathead stuff, but bench, squats, deadlifts, all that kind of stuff. But we're also we've one of the guys that works for us, his name is Dustin. He's a PhD guy. Just got back from New Zealand kind of right before all the COVID stuff hit. So, we're also a lot of functional movements, injury prevention, range of motion stuff, explosiveness. So we try to get the best mix that we can out of our programs. I don't care if guys can bench 315 or squat, 500 pounds, if they can't run or move or whatever, it doesn't really help out on the field. So we try to do everything we can to make sure that everything that we do in the gym transfers over to the field, so that we're creating, well-rounded athletes, not just pure meatheads.
Taylor Altilio with the Calgary Stampeders and the Alpha Project is with us right now. And that's important because, if you're a football player and you're playing high school ball and you're looking to advance to that next level, but you don't kind of have that tailored program in the weight room, you could just all of a sudden, you're just doing it based on your own, and you might not be doing the best things that are going to be able to translate to the football field, right?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, you've seen the kids that are signing with the Dinos lately. They're not, even when I graduated high school and went and played university football, I was 160 pounds. These kids that are coming out now, they're not kids anymore. They're men, I think there was 2 kids that signed with the Dinos last night. One is 6'5", 270, the other is 6'7", 290 or something like that. These guys are freaks coming out of high school now. And the guys that are just going to the gym, working out their own at the Y. When you go by yourself, we all know you just do bench press, maybe some bicep curls and some shrugs. and you do the things you like, yeah, and the things that look good at the beach, but, not typically the things that translate over the football field. So we try to put kids, we get them a little bit uncomfortable, put them in, situations and things that they might not be used to. But the results in the past 5 years, I guess, kind of speak for themselves. We put a lot of kids through to CIS programs, or you can't call it CIS anymore, U Sport programs.
Yep.
And a lot of those kids, when they went through their first year, they ended up playing their first year. So, the program that we put together and kind of the insight that we get from all of our coaches, it's paid off for a full rounded program, I think.
You're telling me that, just doing nonstop shrugs and having traps up to your ears isn't going to translate in a big way on the football field?
It looks great in a dress shirt, but yeah, it's not the best on the football field.
That's very cool. So again, the program starts on November 1st. High school football players, if you're a parent and you've got a high school football player, go to either the alphaproject.com or ignitefootballacademy.ca. It is well priced. You're talking under $500 for 6 weeks. You're talking about 4 sessions a week, 2 in the weight room, as Taylor's just told you about tailoring it for football and trying to get the most out of you on the field, and then the skill development stuff with Bo and the gang over in Ignite 2 times a week as well. So go check it out. Just before we let you go, Taylor, just what's the feel around the CFL coaching fraternity right now and just the CFL as a whole? We're in the midst of no season. Right now we'd be gearing up for, you know, pretty close to the postseason in the CFL if under normal circumstances. What's the feel around the league and around fellow coaches in the league right now?
You know, it's strange, I guess. You know, this is probably the first October, you know, that most guys, I guess, you know, especially in this league, have had off. So it's just weird. And I think actually, to be quite honest, I think lots of the guys and the coaches have taken the time to just get away from everyone. you know, I've talked to a few coaches on the Stamps here and there, but, you know, they talk to the other guys here and there a little bit too. But I think everyone just is literally taking as much time to soak it up with their families and, you know, kind of get away from football and the grind as much as you can. But I mean, I think we're as much as you want to be away from it and you're enjoying, you know, this time off, it's everyone's kind of wants to get back into it because I think we've all, you know, we miss it too much. So it's kind of a weird gray area for everyone, I think.
Well, at least what you're doing starting November 1st will kind of get you feeling somewhat like normal and being able to see some guys bash the bench press, so on and so forth. So once again, alphaproject.com or ignitefootballacademy.ca if you're interested. If you're a high school football player or if you're a parent of a high school player, you go check out those two websites. Taylor, thanks for doing this, man. Really appreciate the time this afternoon.